This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة ويقول الحق سبحانه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما All praise are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And surely the best reward ultimately is for those who have taqwa. And surely there is no animosity except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners. And that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant, his last messenger. May Allah always, constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, his companions, and all those who call to his way. And establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I remind myself again and you of the critical importance of taqwa. That is the fear of Allah, the hope in the mercy of Allah, the consciousness of Allah in everything that we do. Not only here in the masjid, in Islamic gatherings, but in everything that we do throughout our life. And Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed to us in his mighty book, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah and speak a straightforward word. قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا He would wipe away your sins. He would forgive you. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has surely gained a mighty triumph. And so the divine combination of taqwa law wa qawlan sadida, to have the consciousness of Allah and speak a straightforward word, a correct word. Sadid also is correct, It is something that hits the target, like an arrow moving through and hitting right in the middle of the target. That we should speak those words. And it is so critical today in the world and the changes that we are going through as human beings. We are witnessing events that probably nobody has witnessed since the beginning of human life. Humanity is in a strange state of mind. We are saying one thing, doing another thing. We are moving towards suicide. It is a self-destructive type of mentality. And there are three great issues which stand in front of us. The environmental crisis, the crisis in morality, and the nuclear threat. The environmental crisis in 2023, with scientific reports coming out now, united, scientists are united that we are living in the face of an apocalypse. Number one, out of so many of the crises, is the global warming from fossil fuels. And it is reported that because of the carbon dioxide release, it is the worst situation in 4 million years that the Earth has gone through a change like this. It is causing bushfires. It is causing tornadoes. It is causing locusts to come out. By the millions are swarming our countries, especially in Africa and parts of Asia. The North and South Pole are heating up like never before. Huge ice formations are melting and falling into the oceans. And some of the strange information that came out, it's not spoken about so much. One of the crises that we are doing, and this shows the mentality of human beings, it is food waste. There are so many millions of people who are starving to death, and yet one third of the food that is produced for consumption is either lost or it's wasted. One third of the food, yet there are millions of people who are starving. In the area of biodiversity, we are reaching epic proportions. Mammals, fish, birds, reptiles, there is a 68% decline. And the estimate came that if human beings were not here, it would take the natural world thousands of years to be destroyed like this. Plastic pollution. These are points that usually don't come out. But plastic pollution, 14 million tons of plastic being thrown into the oceans per year and destroying one of the best sources of nourishment. Every hour, forests the size of 300 football fields are being cut down. This is the activity of human beings now. And we breathe air, we have to continue to breathe, but air pollution is out of control. So over 7 million people are dying per year from the pollution in the air. The sea is about to rise upon us, and we could go on and on in this environmental crisis. The nuclear threat. Right now, the leaders of the world, many of the leaders of the so-called developed nations are meeting in Hiroshima, where the Americans dropped the nuclear weapon, meeting in Hiroshima, yet there's no real solutions. And the production of nuclear weapons is continuing. This is a strange state of mind. And somebody would ask, why? Why would this be happening? The third point is morality. We are facing a crisis as human beings in our morality. Because many people feel that they control the world. They have set up the systems. Without human beings, there would be nothing. I would call it a God complex. When people look at the systems in the human body, the systems in the natural world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, and they try to destroy it, or they feel that they have created it, it is a God complex. And that is causing a major destruction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us very clearly in Surah Al-Anbiya, right in the beginning, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون. Allah has revealed closer and closer to humanity comes their reckoning. Yet they do not care, and they turn away. Whenever a renewed message comes to them from their Lord, they listen to it, and then they go back to playing around. The new cups, the new Olympics. And yes, we love sports, but when the sports becomes a distraction from our reality, then it is playing into the works of the evil one. Well, iyadu billah. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke the truth, qawlan sadida. And that is the beauty of being Muslim. Because we can turn to the Quran, we can turn to the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it shows us clearly what is happening around us. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports, سُئِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يُدْخِلَ النَّاسَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَالَ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ وَسُئِلَ عَنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يُدْخِلَ النَّاسَ النَّارِ فَقَالَ الْفَمْ وَالْفَرَجِ. This is قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Straightforward. What are the main reasons to enter paradise? The Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked, he said, it is taqwa Allah, the consciousness of Allah, and good character. And when he was asked, what is the main reason why people would enter hellfire? And he said, it is the mouth and the private parts. Look at how clear and straight this message is as to what is actually happening around us. And we need to understand this qawlan sadida, the importance of it. And taqwa itself gives us so many things. Taqwa is a defense. Taqwa is a light in the time of darkness. Even when this despair is happening around us, and you feel like the world is turning against you, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in Surah At-Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِي قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Look at these divine words. Allah said, and whoever is mindful of Allah, then Allah will make a way out for him and provide for him from where he knows not. And whoever depends upon Allah, then Allah will be sufficient for him. Surely Allah will reach his purpose. And there is a reason for everything that you see. And there's a limit. There's a limit to oppression. There is a limit to ghafla. As the other verse had said, the people are in ghafla. What is ghafla? Ghafla is indifference. You don't care. Ghafla sometimes is translated as foolishness. So the people are in a state of ghafla. But the believer realizes that if you have the consciousness of Allah, if you attach yourself to the Creator, there is a way out. And your provisions can come to you from where you know not. That requires patience, because provisions might not come immediately, but from where you know not. And if you have tawakkul, if you depend upon the Creator, then Allah will be sufficient for you. This is the banner of the Muslims. This is the spirit that stayed with us throughout centuries when our nations were being attacked by huge armies, when natural disasters struck us, when fitna came inside of us. It was that consciousness of Allah to hold the line on an individual level, hold the line on a family level, hold the line wherever you can. The Prophet ﷺ, remember the second point, what are the main reasons why people will enter paradise? It's not a long beard. It's not a tall hat. What were the reasons? Taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq, good character. Character is so important to us. That's what distinguishes us. With our tawheed, after our tawheed, it is the character that is distinguishing the Muslims. And this last message, the last message was tailor-made for us. Because there's a focus on character. And Muslims have been known for this. And whenever we were known for this, Allah gave us patience. I lived in South Africa, in Cape Town, for many years. And the Cape Townian Muslims, Malay Muslims, who were captured and brought there as domestic slaves, they hung on to their deen. They hung on to the Quran. In the worst conditions you could believe. People are reported to get up in the middle of the night in chains and make tahajjud prayer. And in the 20th century, it is a strange thing. It's part of the quality of the Muslims. The apartheid government, the South African regime, who hated Muslims, who tried to destroy the African people, whenever a court case happened and a man came in the room as a witness and he had a red fez, because in those days, following the Ottoman Turks, Cape Townians, men wore a red fez. Whenever the apartheid judge would see a man with a red fez on, he said, accept this man's testimony. I don't like him, but I know he will not lie. He will not lie. That is the quality of the believer. Our Prophet ﷺ was called Al-Amin. Even before the prophethood, amana, trust, truth, sidq. This is what we are about. And that means qawlan sadida. And there were three people in Quraysh who were the most prominent. They had modesty, so much modesty, so much sincerity. When they spoke to you, they tell you the truth. And when you spoke to them, they would not accuse you of lying. Who were the three people? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhu, and Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, radiallahu anhu. Modesty, simplicity, but courage. Combine the two. We are modest and we are simple in our lifestyle. But be courageous, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. So what can we do in this crisis? As humble people in a technological world, it might seem overwhelming. But we can begin with ourself. And it is reported that when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu would send the troops out when they were losing in the battle, he would question their sunnah. How are you dealing with your prayers? How are you dealing with your sunnah? That's the first thing he questioned, not military weapons. So on a personal level, we can try our best to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, we can increase in sunnah, increase in nafila. Try to get as close to the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will be surprised what a small group of Muslims can do inside of this world. Number three, especially here in Canada and the West, seek allies from other people who are oppressed. There are other people suffering. We need alliances, and alliances based on the truth. Next, with the rise of Islamophobia in the land, and it is stalking even our country, we need to have wisdom. We need to have sense, a strong defense. And that defense is not necessarily bodyguards or police. It is in our minds that every Muslim, male and female, keep aware. Be aware of what is happening around you. Be aware of your brother and sister. If you are riding in public on a train and you see a visible Muslim under attack, go to that person's assistance. Even if he or she is not your race, go to their assistance, because when we are together, we are strong. We need to support our lawyers, our advocacy groups. It's crucial now. The groups who are advocating for us, support them. Give part of your zakat, along with what we are sending to the Muslims who are suffering in the world, give part of it towards defense, legal defense, that we will need here in this country when we are taking a stand. We can never forget our relief agencies, never forget what is happening to the Muslims. We also need to empower the youth, the younger generation. More time needs to be spent with the youth. They are under attack. The minds of the youth are being destroyed through the social media. And so we need to spend time with the youth, empower the youth with skills, with experience, with positive role models. Positive role models. We need to keep our eyes open. Be vigilant, constantly vigilant. And we need to forgive each other. We need to forgive each other. Ease up on other Muslims. Make your strength be against those who are doing wrong against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not your brother and sister. If your brother and sister is doing something wrong, make dua for them. Sometimes we have to agree to disagree. There may be something different about my brother and sister, but that's still somebody in the ummah. These are critical points that we need at this point in time. Above all, stay positive and keep your eyes on the prize, and that is Jannah. If we keep our eyes on Jannah, then what is happening in this world is temporary. If our eyes is on a new car or a big house, then we're going to suffer in this dunya. Keep your eyes on the prize and keep that connection to Allah Azza wa Jal. I leave you with these thoughts. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو غفور رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. يا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم ويقول الحق سبحانه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي وأنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم لك الحمد لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم إنا نسألك قبل الموت توبة وعند الموت شهادة وبعد الموت جنة ونعيما وملكا عظيما. ربنا إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اصرف عنا البلاء والوباء والمحن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا واصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسمائنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وقولوا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.